105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Strictly Come Dancing returned to our screens on Friday night with the first of two special programmes, both of which trounced the X Factor in the ratings. And one of the contestants is familiar to people in Cambridge, Caroline Flack. She's a TV presenter these days, but she spent some time at the Bodywork Dance Studio. And I'm pleased to say the founder and principal of the studio is with me now. Her name is Teresa Kerr. Hello, Teresa. Thank you very much for coming in. Thanks again. So tell me, how long ago was Caroline with you at the school?
Well, I think we think that she graduated in 2000, having done a three-year diploma in musical theatre.
Right. So what sort of things would she have done?
Well, she would have been a dancer, a singer and an actress. And actually, she was a very good singer. People don't know that now, obviously.
It's an interesting thing, because I guess she's best known for, you know, her TV work these days.
Yes.
And I guess after her performance on Friday night, I think she was one of the first, if not the first, contestants to go out.
She opened the show, and actually, I was really thrilled with her, because you could see, actually, you're not supposed to be trained, are you, for that programme? But anyway, you could see she had the polish and the performance.
Yeah, I'm slightly concerned. You might have trained her a little bit too well. But at least you certainly remembered the moves.
But there are other people on the show who've been trained as well. Pixie Lott, for example, and I think possibly one of the boys. But Caroline has been very worried about that. And you know, she has. We're very much in touch with her. And she was really worried that would come out in the press.
Mm. I guess, and as you say, the singers are going to have some sort of dance moves taught to them for, you know, doing stuff on just simple choreography for standing in the right place on stage, or maybe a twirl or two in a video.
Much more than that. Mm. I mean, she was a good dancer. But as I said to her, Caroline, this is ballroom. It's a different discipline. She's trained in ballet, jazz, tap,
and that's where it gets interesting, isn't it? Because she's going to be as challenged as everybody else, because
exactly.
They dance a number of disciplines during the course of however many weeks it is, actually.
Exactly.
But I guess all the way through till Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm. It's interesting, you know, you say racking your brains as to when she was with you. I suppose that's the thing, really. You probably have a number of people going through the school, and at the time you're thinking, oh, that's a good person, she might do well. But when it comes back to it, you kind of have to work it out and see when they were there.
We do have to work it out, but most of our training is in dance, pure dance, or in musical theatre. And the musical theatre students tend to end up in the West End. And the dancers will work in companies or indeed on cruise ships. That's a huge employer of dancers.
Mm. Is that, you know, what's the work for somebody who's going on that path? Is it something that, you know, we always hear about actors being unemployed or resting, as I guess we put in the theatrical trade? But is there, for somebody who has some good training, who's got some talent, is there a suitable path for them?
There is. It's about self-discipline. And I would say that for everybody who's trained in one of the colleges has got every chance of going out there and being employed.
Right. And I wonder, I guess the other thing which I kind of think of about these things is maybe a little bit like learning a language. You know, you sort of, if you're visiting the country or you have an opportunity to use that language regularly, then you'll be fine. You can continue to converse. And I'm guessing it's kind of the same thing with dance skills as well. If you don't keep them up, you're going to be a little bit rusty.
Yes. That's what Caroline was worried about.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because, obviously, she's a TV presenter now, so she hasn't had very much of a chance to get into a ballet class.
Mm. It's interesting, really. Actually, one thinks back, and you know, Bruce Forsyth, who's just stepped down from Strictly, or somebody like Roy Castle, they were seen as being all round entertainers. Yeah. Roy Castle could do tap dancing; famously, did it round a fountain at Television Centre all those years ago. But is there the chance these days for people like that to come through?
We try to send out triple threats.
Go ahead.
A triple threat being a singer, actor, dancer, or dancer, singer, actor. They're the people that really, really get on and are very employable.
But I guess what I'm thinking of here, in terms of people in the limelight, you know, Caroline, you say you trained her in tap. I'm sure you did it very well. But not the opportunity necessarily to show that off in public. Not even on Strictly. I don't think they do tap there,
no,
do they?
They probably don't. No, exactly.
It'd be fun, though, wouldn't it? In tap week.
I mean, for everybody that graduates, it's hard because they don't all get a job straight away. Mm. So, you know, the advice is carry on doing class, basically. Or if you're a singer, try and find a singing teacher, a coach to keep your singing, to keep your voice good.
Yes, I guess that's also something which is important. And do you have, you know, are you able to say, okay, we know this, you know, cruise ship company, or perhaps this agent who works with a particular cruise ship to point the better people in the right direction?
What we do is every year we have an agency showcase in London. And recently also we have Agents Week, where agents come to the studio to see people and to audition
right.
them. And then the London showcase is an opportunity for them to sing, dance and act. So we do that with the third years, the graduating students.
How many years do people do? Is it just three years altogether? Okay.
Unless they do a foundation course, which is our one-year course, and then they graduate onto vocational course, which is for 3 years. It's a three-year diploma.
Right, and how time-consuming is it? Because I'm kind of figuring it's not only the class, but it's going to be practice at home as well.
8 till 6
right.
every
day. Okay.
Well, Monday to Friday.
That's how long you're open for. But what sort of length are the classes? Or are people
one
literally
and a half
going
hours.
For that time? Okay.
Yeah, it's full on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've seen people being picked up and collected by people myself from there over the years as
yeah.
well. Okay, that sounds pretty good. And Caroline, what do you think her prospects are going to be for Strictly?
I've
How
seen,
far would she go?
Yeah, I've seen the whole thing now, the two programmes, and I would say there are probably 5 or 6 who will be in the top group. Obviously, she's one of them. But that doesn't mean anything, because you get the kind of what you would call a wild card.
Yes.
And the public like them.
I remember,
like Russell Grant, for example.
Yes. I remember Geoffrey Boycott's assessment of the cricketer Darren Goff, who won Strictly one year. You know, it's popular. People like him.
Who would know? And, you know, the chef, what's his name? MasterChef guy.
Oh, Greg Wallace,
yeah.
Who seems to go to the same optician as me, I've noticed.
Oh, really? But anyway, for example, people like him because they like MasterChef.
Mm.
So with the public vote, it's very difficult to tell.
So on danceability alone, who would you say that, other than Caroline, who I'm sure
yes.
you'd tick the box for, who else are the ones to
I
watch?
I loved the boy from Blue, liked him a lot. Pixie Lott was very good.
Mm.
The EastEnders guy...
Oh, Max, I can remember his typical. I can remember his Max Branning is his character, and his Jake. Oh dear, I'm not going to have a guess. I'll get
it
wrong.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's tricky. You recognise him as the
anyway. He was surprisingly good.
Okay.
Yeah, and the big lady, and I'm not sure what she does.
She's the reporter on This Morning, I think.
Yeah, but she's going to be popular. You see,
popular show, and probably in the demographic are the kind of people who vote
Absolutely.
For those things as well.
Yeah. Yeah, completely.
Very interesting. Well, Teresa, thank you very much for coming in. I think we might have to get you back towards the end of Strictly.
If she goes on, that would be good.
Even if she doesn't, actually, it'd be good to get your views on how everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
But for the time being, Teresa Kerr, founder and principal of the Bodywork Dance Studio, thanks very much for
thank
coming
you
into
very
105
much.
Tonight.